Hi. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to be loud. Hello. I'm the date. I mean, I'm the person for the date. I mean, hi. I am Zara. Hello. Okay, I've probably said hello maybe four or five times by now. I'll just take a seat. I'm so sorry for coming late. I actually got lost trying to find this place, mostly because I couldn't, for the life of me, spell the name of it, so it was hard to put it into Google Maps. I also spent a good time in the parking lot just sitting there and blasting music to clear up my nerves, but don't worry, nerves are all gone. I'm all good now and ready to start this blind date. You picked a lovely place, by the way. I don't usually go to a lot of restaurants where they give you napkins in the shape of a swan. I mean, I once folded a sandwich wrapper to look like an origami swan, but that doesn't really equate to an establishment like this. I mean, it's even got real candles with real fire. Wow, that's neat. Oh, you look very nice. I meant to say that earlier, but I was busy greeting you over and over and over again. But you do look good. I'm honestly surprised a human being can look as good as you do right now. And on top of that, I look like a mess in comparison to you. I actually borrowed this coat from a friend because I don't own a lot of fancy clothes. I don't know why I told you that, but you know that now, and I hope you don't think of me as like some peasant or something. Oh, okay. Oh, good. Sorry, I'm just a bit nervous. It's been a while since I've been on a date with someone, and I don't really remember how it goes anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if you've been on a lot more than I have. You're just so calm and collected and well put together and, again, very good looking. Oh, you think I'm good looking too? Thank you. I think you are too. I already said that. Oh, the waiter for the food at a restaurant, a place that has food. Do you know what you want to order? Oh, that sounds lovely. For me, I'll have the what is the creepy Susan? Oh, okay. Crepe Suzette. Sorry about that. What about the fooey grass? Oh, foie gras. Yeah, no, not that either. I might be allergic to gras. What about the the cock? The cock o' then? That's an interesting spelling. I'll have that. Thank you, and I'll just have a water with that. Extra wet. I mean, of course water is wet. That menu should have come with a glossary, or at the very least, some pictures. So, to forget the embarrassment that just happened, tell me about yourself. Ooh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, when my friend told me that you were really cool and down to earth, they weren't lying. In fact, I have no idea why they thought to set someone like you up with someone like me, a shy, socially anxious, and a little sweaty person like me. I'm not that sweaty, I swear. At least, like, five spots on my body are dry. That sounds so concerning. I'm sorry. Oh, later. Oh, thank you. Should we toast? To new beginnings. So, back to getting to know each other in my free time, I... No! Oh, oh my god. I am so sorry. I'll unwrap this wand and... Oh my gosh. Number nine, just take my coat. No, my friend wouldn't mind. Here, use it to dry off. Oh, man, I got it all over you. I really am sorry. Ah, God. This Dana's barely even started and I'm already messing everything up. I understand if you want to walk out now. I'll just explain to the waiter that you left over a family emergency or something more convincing. Wait, you don't want to walk out? But why? I should have checked off every box on the list of a nervous wreck by now. And any sane person would want to leave. Not that you're not sane. I don't understand. You think it's cute? I still don't understand, but I'm glad you think so. It's not every day that I meet someone that's okay with all my anxiety, and trust me, that really does mean something. You know what? Our food hasn't come yet, and we've only had water, and I'm also sure that you don't want to stay in wet clothes all night, so why don't we leave? I know a cheap place that sells the most amazing sandwiches, and I can even show you that origami swan if you're interested. Then if you like, I've got a hair dryer back at my place that can take care of your wet clothes. And then we could try and save this night by watching a movie together. Only if you'd like to, of course. Okay, alright then, let's get out of here. Like no! Oh, wait, let me put this napkin back on the... Oh my god. Oh my god, no. Oh god, the candle. Okay, I'll put it in the water. In the water you go. Oh, okay. Never mind. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here before I destroy something else or something expensive. Come on, let's get out. Let's go.